Well, you guys down in the legislature are reaching about the halfway point in your 90-day session. How are you feeling about the progress you're making on the issues that are facing the state right now?
I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling very hopeful, and I'm hoping that we will not have a special session. I know that we are further ahead this year than we were last year. So that's really a good sign. And I think there's the will of the legislatures to get this addressed in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cuts are you thinking might make it through, and what kind of proposed cuts do you think might just be talk or bargaining chips at this point?
You know, Jay, that's really hard to call because I'm not, of course, savvy to the Senate side and what they're going to do. And, you know, they really believe that we need to make huge cuts. I believe that cuts are in order, but you need to be cautious that you don't spiral the economy of the state of Alaska in a downward fashion in these cuts. I think that maybe over 2 or 3 years, it's just like the revenue sharing. You know, that's not going to continue on in perpetuity, but you can't just jerk the rug out from small communities that depend on it. You have to gradually decrease it and let them know those decreases are coming. I think that's pretty standard. So I don't know. I know that, as we've all heard on the news, that Representative Wilson is trying to make huge cuts in the University of Alaska, and she had it down to $288 million. But I would doubt that those kind of cuts are going to stick.
Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about the governor's plan, his fiscal recovery plan, or at least the plan for this year. It's been tossed around down there for a month and a half now. What's the reception these days about it?
I think people are warming up to it. I think that one of the big concerns that they're having now is, you know, there were several, just take for instance the resource tax increases. And I've said before, and I've made no bones about it, the fishermen have really stepped up to the plate insofar as their fishery tax increases are concerned. And they have made it real clear that they are willing to participate in the state's fiscal problems by paying additional taxes. But by no means do they want to be the only taxpayer. And so that's, I think, one thing that is being worked on down here is bundling the resource taxes. So instead of each bill is individual that the governor submitted. And I think that the reason for that, Jay, was so it could be vetted through the committee process independently, and it could really be vetted. But now I think by the time it gets, I'm speaking only for the House side. By the time it gets to House Finance, I think that they'll be bundled so that, say, the fisheries tax bill, the mining bill, the resource bills will be bundled as one bill so that no user group gets left out.